Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, once and for all, let's get Vandy in here. It's time to lay to rest El Guapo, as we say, in my hood. It's a great nickname. It's just not sticking. It's not the Rock Boys. It's not
Slime Season.
It's not D-Hop. It's just, it needs to die on the vine.
Jane, you ignorant slut. That's a dated reference. Listen, that's his own nickname. It's been with him for a while. It's his Twitter handle. I'm the hometown announcer. I love being able to call guys different things, especially guys who get the ball a lot, like El Guapo. And it's a nice thing. It means he's handsome. He's a good-looking guy. El Guapo for the touchdown. I'm keeping it.
Well, are you? Because he is no longer with us. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. The curious case of El Guapo coming up, but I don't want to distract John Lopez. I've been working out a lot more, Figgy. I've been working out. I've been trying to eat healthy. I want to come out of this quarantine like a guy out of prison. But I have not lifted nearly as much weight as John Lopez is currently lifting. Do you see this guy whipping out his money, just counting his money in front of me?
He flexing on you, man.
I was not. My gosh.
I was not counting.
That's the biggest flex of the year so far, man.
Look at that,
I was not counting my money. I was not flexing.
You got your money in your pocket? Are you happy to see someone?
I was not flexing. I came in from the break, and I noticed the money was crooked on my money clip. You know,
it's hard to hold that much.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm kind of OCD like that. So I took out my money. I straightened it all out, made it all, you know, go in the same direction, which is I'm OCD about that. All money has to face the same way, right? Are you like that?
Yeah, but I don't have to. It doesn't take me like 20 minutes to organize it like that.
So I straightened out my money while we were coming back.
I mean, my goodness, Figgy, how much? Good
man,
Lord.
That was a big flex.
That was not.
Good night. Congratulations
on
your success.
Going to Amigos video shoot.
Good gosh. Must be your ass because it hits your face. I need a tip drill.
Yep.
Damn. All right, the curious case of El Guapo.
Oh, you guys.
El Guapo turned down that Lopez money, according to Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle. Texans reportedly, according to Wilson, offered Carlos Hyde a two-year $10 million deal at the end of the season. El Guapo declined, which we both agree, probably a mistake on his part, definitely a mistake on his part,
yeah.
And he would like to have that decision back. He's still on the market, and according to reports, Hyde is likely going to agree to a deal near the league minimum with incentives, and he might not even be a backup. The Eagles have been mentioned right now as a potential suitor. Yeah. Miles Sanders is going to be their starting running back. Hyde likely won't even start.
You are correct. Now, in retrospect, clearly should have taken the Texans' money, right? I feel like I'm not going to bash him for that just because I think he was betting on himself, because the Texans laid out this two-year, $10 million deal So, of course, he's going to think, well, heck, man, if the Texans – this was before we realized that Bill O'Brien has been has a kind of a soft spot or a blind spot for overpaying people. So he was thinking, man, if the Texans are offering me that, let's go on the market and see what we can make. And the market told him otherwise. It's a bad look for Bill O'Brien. It's an unfortunate thing for Carlos Hyde. The thing with Bill O'Brien, though, is this is actually an actual piece of evidence to me, Landry.
Tangible.
It's an actual piece of evidence. Because you and I can sit here all week long, all year long, saying, man, I really think they're overpaying Eric Murray. Man, I really think they're overpaying David Johnson. Boy, did they overpay this guy, that guy, that guy. And now you have some tangible evidence. They did try to overpay Carlos Hyde, and 31 other teams think he's worth only the veteran minimum.
It's tangible, and it just shows what a lot of people have believed, that Bill O'Brien does not appear to have a grasp of the market. He does not appear to have a grasp of the market, and there's no method to his madness. You can read this piece on sportsradio610.com. I could be wrong about Randall Cobb. We could be wrong about Eric Murray. We could be wrong about Kyahmi Fairbairn's extension, Whitney Mercer's extension. Hell, Laremy Tunsil could prove to be worth 20% more than any offensive lineman has ever made in all of NFL history. As Bill O'Brien said during his media session earlier in the offseason, that stuff will play out. It will play out. But this has already played out. Mm-hmm. We see what Carlos Hyde is worth right now, and we see what the Texans offered him a couple months ago. And right. Other things that add to this when it comes to the curious case of El Guapo, also known as Carlos Hyde, is if this was plan A, if plan A was to pay Carlos Hyde this money, first of all, does it also show a lack of patience by Bill O'Brien and that he wasn't willing to wait it out? And also, does it show that David Johnson may have been a backup plan?
Now, backup plan is interesting because I think superseding getting a running back to replace Carlos Hyde was getting rid of DeAndre Hopkins. And we can all safely say that that was what they wanted to do. They wanted to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins. It sounds ludicrous, and it is, in my view anyway. But what I think they did is they went to the market and tried to find the right suitor that they could get some kind of return on, and if that return was a running back because they were going to replace Carlos Hyde, great. So I don't know if he was like a backup plan or he was just like the best plan that they saw, you know, in their dealings with DeAndre Hopkins.
Now, if they always loved David Johnson from the very beginning, there's no way that a competent front office shouldn't have forecasted that he was going to be available. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like they just called the Arizona Cardinals and it should have been a surprise. Well, David Johnson is available because he was benched late last year. The Cardinals traded for Kenyon Drake, who ended up winning the job. They actually used the transition tag on him, which he signed. Allen Edmonds was actually being used more than David Johnson, and his contract is what it was.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't have been a surprise that he was available. Now, maybe if you want to give the Texans somewhat of the benefit of the doubt, maybe Hyde was the initial plan.
Right.
And as Bill O'Brien, Jack Easterby, Matt Bazergan, and all the guys in the organization began to watch the tape of David Johnson, maybe that's when they fell in love with him. But it's very clear, whether you want to call it a backup plan, whether you want to call it falling in love with him during the process, Carlos Hyde was the initial plan for the Houston Texans to be the starting running back and make decent money. Other question I have here.
Mm-hmm.
If they did sign Carlos Hyde and Carlos Hyde agreed to this reported contract, as we talk about the curious case of El Guapo that you can read on sportsradio610.com, courtesy of yours truly, what does the Hopkins trade look like? Do we see more draft compensation for the Texans? Do we see a different player? Do we see a different team? Was this just an example of being desperate to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins? Because we know that David Johnson's not coming back here if you sign Carlos Hyde to that deal.
Correct.
Regardless of what the amount was.
Would have been a different trade.
What does the trade look like?
It might not even been with the Cardinals. I don't know how many teams the Texans talked with regarding DeAndre Hopkins. I only know they were trying to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins. The Cardinals, in their view, not in a lot of other people's views, but the Cardinals in the Texans' view had the best deal for them. And when they're looking, you know, when you're making these deals, they offer something. You don't just say, hey, I mean, sometimes you can say, hey, I want – DeAndre Hopkins, and most teams would just laugh at you. But don't ask, don't get, right? But once you establish that DeAndre Hopkins is on the market and the Cardinals are interested, then you start looking at the Cardinals roster. So that's what's really bizarre about this. They looked at the Cardinals roster and said, hey, how about that David Johnson cat?
See, I would feel a lot better if, first of all, the market hadn't played out. But if you could tell me, like if I could see the Texans just love David Johnson, and it's very clear that the Texans loved him. They saw at the end of the season that he'd fallen out of favor in Arizona, and that was their target from day one. Mm-hmm. First of all, you could have had the Cardinals have to pay some of that money.
Right.
I mean, we know that.
A lot of teams do.
Come on. That was ridiculous that you took on the whole contract. But I would feel a lot more confident about David Johnson if that were the case, but it clearly wasn't. Maybe it was an adjustment. And a lot of times the adjustments are the ones that work out. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times you luck into those situations. Like, it could be a blessing in disguise that it happened. David Johnson could come out here and mash. But he wasn't the initial plan, and the initial offer to Carlos Hyde was, and has already been proven to be, a lack of the grasp of market value by the Texans front office. Landry Locker, the OG, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Could Hyde still end up with the Texans? That's another thing. If he's going to go be a backup running back somewhere, I know that you already have Duke Johnson, you have David Johnson. But if it's going to be for the minimum, if it's going to be a minimum deal, maybe he goes somewhere where there's a clear-cut number two.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe Carlos Hyde takes it on the chin and just decides to be the backup running back for the Houston Texans, really maybe even third string. Because number one, you know this system if you're Carlos Hyde. Number two, you're a between-the-tackles runner more so than David Johnson and Duke Johnson. You're kind of that thumper. You would be the short yardage guy. And number three, David Johnson's had some injury problems. We saw him go down in 2016.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. I mean, after the 2016 season, he was banged up a little bit. Now he's been on the field, but he's also been a little bit hobbled with a wrist and an ankle. So maybe we see Carlos Hyde. Hell, maybe Carlos Hyde doesn't sign anywhere, and I'll knock on wood for David Johnson. I want to see what he's got. Maybe David Johnson gets hobbled and Carlos Hyde is still a Houston Texan, and those three guys do end up on the same team. But the bottom line is, for the contract that you offered him before, there was zero chance that it happens. Well, I wonder if there's a chance now.
Well, you can get him a lot cheaper. I mean, that's for sure. You'll be able to get him a lot cheaper. I think they've cut bait with Carlos Hyde. He's not coming back. But I wouldn't mind if he did, especially for that. You know me, I've been saying it from the day they got him. I don't see David Johnson being a rushing threat. I just don't. And Duke Johnson, maybe even better. Well, I mean, it's based on evidence. I mean, he just hasn't rushed for that many yards. He's been able to get out of the backfield and catch some balls, but he's just not a big rushing threat.
When you have this offensive line and the five returning starters that
you should
about,
be able to run the ball,
you should have a running back to tote that rock. That's my concern. Mm-hmm. Is you have all these receivers. Maybe they're great pass blockers, but in a perfect world, when you have an offensive line like that, you just want to thump them.
Yeah.
You just want to thump them.
And there's going to be so many situations late in halves, late in games, where you're going to have to run the ball, and that's where I feel the Texans are not going to be nearly as good.
At Landry Locker on Twitter, if you want to get a look at that Lopez stack.
Just stop with that.
If you want to get a look at that Lopez stack, at Landry Locker on Twitter, El Guapo turned down that John Lopez bread. We all make mistakes. He wanted that OG money. To quote
you're the worst.
To quote Felicia on Friday, can I borrow $20? Let me borrow your car.
I was straightening out
okay.
my money. Look, okay. It's not that much.
All right. Oh, my Lord.
It's just mostly.
You going to Vegas?
Hundreds.
You going to Vegas after the show?
No, I wish.
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610. A wild, wild, wild proposal when the NBA season resumes. And the gimmick that John Lopez supports that I don't.
Gimmick?
I said it. You heard me right. That's the OG. We're going to talk about that next.
Are you a fan of this 4th-and-15
no.
in place of an
Get
onside
rid of it.
Kick?
Forget it. It's stupid. Let's not do this.
Whoa.
Let's not.
Whoa.
No, this is a bad
Wait,
rule,
why?
Folks. Yeah, this is not good.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, Vandermeer. We'll discuss
no way.
That in 5 minutes. That is a proposal for the NFL. I have a proposal for the NBA, how to resume the season. Assuming that the season does resume, ideally I would love to just start the playoffs traditionally, but I understand that during this pandemic, it would be in the best interest of the NBA to have every city interested in what goes on, which is why I have the landlocked NBA playoff end of the 2020 season proposal. We're going to have a brief regular season, John Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a few regular season games, maybe five, maybe eight, 5 to 8 regular season
games.
Got
that month-long tournament for the number 16 seed.
Every team will participate in the 5 to 8 regular season games. Now, how did we decide the playoff format? I'm glad you asked.
I did.
The 15 teams with the best record, the top 15 teams will be ranked 1 to 15. It's not going to be top 8 in the East, top 8 in the West. It is going to be the top 15 teams in the NBA that will be assured a playoff spot. You will be in the playoffs if, when the regular season concludes, you have one of the 15 best records in the NBA. The remaining 15 teams will then play a single elimination tournament to get the final spot in the playoffs. It will be single elimination. The 16 seed will get a bye in the first round. They'll be the one team that gets a bye in the first round. And the winner of that bracket, which could feature Zion Williamson, it could feature the Golden State Warriors resurrected. The winner of that will face the one-seeded Milwaukee Bucks in the playoffs, likely a shortened playoffs, two of three in the first round, and then maybe best of five, work your way up to get, best of seven, being the only only best of seven being in the NBA Finals. But the top 15 get in, a 15-team single elimination tournament, and then we start the postseason, and everybody has something to play for. And, oh, by the way, J-Lo, if you're talking about an exciting regular season, as of today, the Brooklyn Nets, with Kyrie Irving working out, by the way, and Kevin Durant shooting around, we don't know if they're going to play or not.
Right.
They are actually 1.5 back of the 14 seed Memphis, and Orlando is just a half game back of that 15 spot, along with Portland and Sacramento being 2 back, and the Spurs being 2.5 back. So the battle for that 15 spot in that guaranteed place in the NBA playoffs would be a race all in itself, along with all the other seeding, and then we would have the play-in tournament coming into the playoffs, OG.
I am one extreme or the other on your plan. If this is a one-time plan, a one-time deal, scrap it. Don't even do it. Because you're talking about starting mid to late June for training camp. You get into July for a shortened regular season. Then you start a two-month playoff. That ain't going to work. That's not going to work, and then turn around, have your finals at the end of August or the 1st of September, and then you're supposed to turn around in October and start again. First of all, the Players Association will not allow that to happen. That's number one. And number two is you're talking about just a kind of a bastardized, playoff end of the NBA season just because that. You'll have a champion. Now, if they do it, I'll acknowledge the champion as a champion. I'm not going to go Shaq on you. But what I'm saying is, if it's a one-time deal, just scrap it. It's really not worth it to then try to play catch-up next year. And these guys will be playing 150, 160 games over the course of a year span. Now, here's me. I'm on the total opposite side if this is what you're saying. If you're saying, do this, start the new year, the new season in December, Christmas Day.
2 months later than normal.
And leave it like that for eternity.
Forever.
I'm good with that.
This is a temporary proposal. And by the way, they're talking about playing at just two sites. So this tournament is a lot easier than it would originally be. You clear the courts and you figure it out. It's a four-day thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play. You can make these guys play back-to-backs because, let's be honest, if you're in the play-in tournament, then you're not going to be as fresh as the teams that earned those spots to wait for you in the playoffs. So, yes, you are going to be a little bit gassed. That's just how it's going to go. So it's a week span tops where you can play the games on Friday and Saturday.
Sure.
And just kinda like that, just like March
Summer
Madness,
ball type.
That type of thing. That's what you would have.
Shouldn't it also be like how you can buy a car and it's not a 2019, it's a 2019 and a half? Shouldn't this be like the
I've never heard of that.
The 2019 and a half champions?
I'd never heard that. No,
because
I would
it's
not.
Like a whole new season?
This is the proposal now. Let me know what you think, 713-572-4610. But as far as the permanent thing that you just mentioned.
I'm good with it.
I think that's an adjustment that the NBA should make right now. Because right now the season starts in October, and it's extremely buried. And it ends in about June. And they just get out of the way, and then baseball is basically a one-man show. And we hear about the dark days of August. I think the NBA should move their start back. They've talked about doing it for next season just because of what you said, the gap. But start in December and go into August. Instead of ending in June, start in December and go into August. That should be the new permanent change for the NBA. It eliminates the dark days of August. You're going to be done before the NFL starts. Right now, you start in October, so the NFL is already going on. Your season picks up on Christmas, right as the NFL playoffs are beginning, and you carry that interest in. I think the permanent change that should come from this thing, on top of my proposed temporary change for crowning a champion this year and making every team interested, permanent change December to August needs to be the
NBA
season.
If it's a permanent change, sign me up. If it's not, I think you should just scrap the season. And the other reason is this season's already been messed up, right? I mean, it's affected. Why affect next season too? You know, because if it's a one-time deal is what I'm talking about. You're affecting this season, shortening it, you know, and affecting it directly. You're going to also do it to next year? No, man. Just scrap this. Start in October. Let's go.
Let's get it. I'm on board with this. I think this is one of my better ideas. I think they're leaning towards this. They're talking about play-in. I mean, you just have that one spot. Could you imagine seeing Steph Curry just revived all of a sudden in a single elimination tournament? We've seen him in single elimination tournaments before. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Davidson. Those were some fun things to watch. He comes back. I mean, it just adds another element. Zion's healthy. He's gotten healthy. That New Orleans team. Tell you what, that New Orleans team, they get in this mix, they face the Bucks. It can get pretty interesting there, too.
And just so those who are not following this, an Indianapolis basketball writer said that from what he understands, training camp is June 20th to July 10th, which seems a little bit long for me, but that's what he's saying. 5 regular season games that end July 23rd. First round of the playoffs, July 25th to August 7th. Second round until August 21st. Conference finals to September 5th. And the finals, September 7th. Through September 20th. Man, that's a lot. September 20th, NBA Finals? That's a lot. That's according to one report anyway.
Let's pour one out real quick. That's our proposal right there. If you want to weigh in on it, 713-572-4610. We got to pour one out for Jerry Sloan. Pour one out for Jerry Sloan. Rest in peace. Yeah. The former player for the Chicago Bulls, coach for the Utah Jazz, Jerry Sloan, has passed away. Pour one out for Coach Sloan. You actually covered Jerry Sloan a little bit.
I did a lot.
During his 2 NBA Finals.
Yeah, I got to know him. Well, what's funny is I knew him as a player and as a head coach. Died at 78. Mastered the pick and roll with Karl Malone and John Stockton. And I think coined the phrase that coaches use across basketball, no layups. I think Jerry Sloan, if I recall, he was the first one that the players always talked about what he said, no layups, no layups. I actually doodled one of his plays right there that we used to use all the time. Utah, 4 cross on
everybody
the
baseline. Everybody uses Utah.
Yeah, 4 cross on the baseline. Yeah.
Everybody had a Utah
play.
That's
what I think of Jerry Sloan when I think of the Utah inbounds play.
Let's be honest, though. He didn't invent the pick and roll.
No, he just mastered it.
They perfected it.
Yeah.
But he did not invent the pick and roll. I'm seeing a lot of people say that.
No.
That did not happen.
No, he benefited from the two best to ever do it.
Yeah, but he didn't invent it.
Karl Malone and John Stockton.
It's like Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken sandwich. We just perfected it. That's Jerry Sloan. That's
exactly right.
With the pick and roll. 713-572-4610. Let's get the think tank going. It is Friday. Let's get the think tank going, and let's get to – there's one proposal. There's another proposal that the NFL has that I think is absolutely ridiculous. John Lopez is all about it.
I am.
His former co-host and the voice of your Houston Texans – sides with one of us. Spoiler alert, it's the smart one. We'll cuss and discuss and do the think tank next. All right, you know what time it is. 713-572-4610, the think tank. We're going to line them up. We are going to line them up. Very simple concept. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing, because when we're talking to you here from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 610, we are doing just lovely. 713-572-4610. 1-0. We will fire that up after we discuss this ridiculous NFL rule proposal. Just ridiculous.
I mean, if you're going to live in the 60s, you go keep living in the 60s, man.
The NFL is discussing a rule change that would allow teams...
Your girl got a poodle skirt?
Rather than kicking... That's your generation. Rather than kicking an onside kick...
How's that rotary phone working?
You would be able to go for it 4th and 15.
You put your food in an ice box?
Two times, rather than... kicking the onside kick. This is gimmicky. This is XFL. You might as well have them throw the football through a hula hoop lit on fire. This is ridiculous. This is asinine. This is unnecessary. This rewards poor clock management. You should save your timeouts to where you don't have to do this. But John Lopez, the OG, wants to ruin the great game known as pigskin, known as football, America's present time, if you will, by incorporating this gimmicky ass two chances at a 4th and 15 instead of an onside kick proposal. You sicken me, John Lopez.
Well, I'm glad I do, but it's a terrific, terrific rule change proposal. And it's gaining more steam because people in football are smart. And beyond that, they understand what they are. They're entertainment. They are about the drama. They are about comebacks and individual stars doing what individual stars doing. There's just one reason. It's very, very simple. It's not a complicated thing. There's one reason to support this rule change at the ends of games to go for the 4th and 15 rather than from the 25-yard line rather than an onside kick. And the reason is it's not the kicking game. It's so much better. You don't want the game to be decided by Kyme Fairbairn's big toe. You want the game to be decided with Deshaun Watson having the ball in his hands. And by the way, if you think they're eliminating the surprise onside kick, they're not. Sean Payton can still win a Super Bowl by coming out in the second half and doing an onside kick, a surprise onside kick.
The game is decided over 4 15-minute quarters,
yes.
Over 60 minutes.
Yes.
You're minimizing what the game's decided by doing this. You're making it gimmicky. You're making comebacks easier. That's what you're doing here.
It's not that much easier.
It doesn't come down. Like, it shouldn't come down to a 4th and 15. Pat Mahomes hits Tyreek Hill for 20 yards, and all of a sudden they get the rock back. Let the game play out over the 15 minutes. If it comes down to an onside kick, that's your fault. That's your fault.
Why don't you just make it a 50-second clock then between plays? Rule changes to make the game more dramatic and better happen. They happen all the time. Do you want to eliminate the 33-yard extra point?
No, that was a good idea.
Yeah, there are good ideas, and this is one of them. Kicking game. I mean, plus the Houston Texans more than anyone should want this rule to pass. They have Deshaun Watson. Play breaks down, he gets kicked in the eye. Who cares? Let's convert this thing and let's win this game.
Some people look at things for the betterment of the league.
Like me.
L-E-A-G-U-E.
Capital
not
L,
through Texans goggles.
E. No, sorry, not me.
Sorry, you're looking at it through Texans goggles. This is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea.
It's a terrific idea.
The one thing the NFL does have, though, is they will try things out for a year and then they'll punt on it. Like that stupid-ass pass interference rule, which I thought was dumb to begin with,
right.
You were in favor of. And now what happened? They got rid of it, John.
Yeah,
they got rid of it.
All right. If this turns into you know, a bad thing, they'll get rid of this too, but it won't. You're going to be all in.
You're going to be minimizing comebacks.
Texans are down 13. They score a touchdown against the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, I know. That's kind of a fantasy world. And so they get within six. They only have one timeout left. I know. Bill O'Brien's using it. 45 seconds left. I know. Time management. But they do have this. Hey, let's run Deshaun out there to convert that 4th and 15 rather than trying this stupid onside kick that you never get. And let's make this exciting.
But the other thing is, I think that coaches right now have to use their timeouts effectively. And if there's 2 minutes and 20 seconds left, you can kick the ball deep because you still have the 2 minute warning and you got to use those timeouts. Now, all of a sudden, these coaches that have to waste timeouts because they don't have a play or whatever else happens, they're going to kill all their timeouts and they're just going to have to get a 4th and 15. To get the ball back.
But that
this
play rewards good coaching.
By the way, he's not calling plays anymore.
No.
Loophole brought up, if Bill O'Brien didn't have a play on 4th and 1, what's he going to do on 4th and 15?
Oh, my God.
What if he said, I don't have a play? We didn't have a play there.
Yeah, there is that.
Take it to the crib. Someone disagrees with you, though.
Who's that?
He used to sit in this very chair.
Mm-hmm.
A legend, mm-hmm. a local legend,
mm-hmm.
disagrees with you. The only voice that we've ever heard call Texans games earlier in the show disagreed with you.
Sports Radio 610, run in.
Vandermeer, help me out here, please.
We do not need 4th and 15 after a score late in the game. Don't need it. The game's great the way it is. It sucks to be you if you're down multiple scores and you can't get an onside kick recovery. This is football. It's too much of a change. Look, I'll live with whatever they do because I have to, but I would prefer it not be this way. They are right about some. I think they were right about the 33-yard extra point. They're right about some things when they change rules, of course. Ultimately, they're right about the two-point conversion and things like that. But this is a little too much right now. And I'm with Landry. I think of worst-case scenario, Patrick Mahomes, gassed defense, somehow, like last year against the Patriots, right? You had a nice lead. They carved their way back into the game, turned it into a one-score affair. Brady with a 4th and 15, no thank you. I don't want this.
All I'm saying is imagine if you're any team in the NFL, forget the Texans. Certainly the Texans should be supporting this more than anyone, but any team in the NFL, you always have in the back of your mind, you know, if we score here, we're going to have a play. We're going to have a play to get back in this thing.
What the heck is on your chin?
Did I spill some food?
I think you got some Vandy juice below your goatee. 713-572-4610. I got you right there, John. I absolutely got you. Start your statement.
Ooh,
it is the End of Loop Think
burn,
Tank.
Bro.
Start your statement with, I think that. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
What do you do? What do you do?
I know.
I think I did a push-up this morning. Well, actually, I fell down and had to use my arms to get back up, so I think that counts.
That does count.
Money Mike.
Money Mike.
Money Mike. All right, you're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that if your Subway sandwich order does not conclude with the words vinegar and oil, salt and pepper, you have committed a sin against God and you have no life in you.
Hell no.
Oh, 100%
true.
Hell
no.
100% true.
Nah.
You got to do salt, pepper, oil, or vinegar.
Nah.
Got to.
Nah, you
got to
go sweet onion sauce.
Forget all I'm talking at the end.
Sweet onion sauce.
When they say you want salt, pepper, oil, or vinegar, you say yes, man.
Sweet onion sauce. Sweet onion sauce and pepper.
Well, that explains your kickoff take.
Or you can go with the mustard with a strip of that hot sauce.
Yeah.
Mustard and hot sauce mixed with pepper.
That explains your ranch on steak take.
You're on the Think Tank, go.
Hey, I think that working at home should be more of a necessity. Just look at how you'll save corporations money on office space. And have you heard of a traffic report yet? I haven't. Thank you.
A traffic report?
Traffic report. He wants a traffic
report. We have them all the time. Yeah, there's traffic.
Shout out to Ellie. Mm-hmm. You're on the Think Tank, go.
I think Clint, and I'm not even going to call him by his nickname because he hasn't earned it yet. Ron Hughley need to stop being O'Brien kiss-asses. Newsflash, he was carried to those winning seasons by Cornell defenses and Deshaun Watson.
There you go.
All right.
The nickname is good. I like Clinton's show, but I don't think you should call yourself your name and nickname.
Mm-hmm.
I think you pick one or the other. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. You don't do it yourself. Hey, I'm John the Show Lopez.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Edward Figgy Fig Gilliard with you here on Sports Radio 610. Like, come on, man. Pick one. Pick a side show. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Hey,
all right.
If your taste buds are gone, you might need to check something else there, buddy.
Right. That's one of the symptoms.
Yeah, don't blame it on the drunkenness. You might have to get tested. Go get you one of those. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think watching Bill O'Brien be a GM is about as interesting as watching a 12-year-old drive a Ferrari. It's just not going to work.
I don't know. He might have a different definition of interesting. I think it's interesting. I don't know if it's
good. It's definitely interesting.
It might not be effective.
Definitely interesting.
Not a good idea.
But yeah. It's interesting, to say the very least. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, this is Mike from Houston. best show that I've listened to, and I'm from Virginia originally, and I love you guys. You keep doing your thing.
We love you back,
Mike.
Brother.
Thank you, Mike. Shout out to VA, too, by the way. You're on the Think Tank. Go. Whoa, my goodness. That was a giggle. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Lopez, I hate to admit that I agree with Landry, but I think he's got a point about the whole role change.
Is this Sorority Ashley?
Sorority Ashley.
Where you been, man?
I've been here. I haven't gone anywhere. I missed the roll call a few weeks ago. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. I'm sorry that you have a bad take on that, but it's good to hear you.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't roll out of bed and perfect like some people. Some of you a little bit of work.
Oh, okay.
But I'm here every day. Don't you worry.
All right.
Well, good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Good to hear from y'all, too.
She's got a hot laugh, dude.
Sorority Ashley.
She's got a hot laugh. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Bill O'Brien stands in front of his mirror every morning and says, I'm tough, I'm smart, and I'm dependable, and damn it, people love me.
Little Stuart Smalley. As soon as he said stand in front of the mirror, I was a little worried. Did not know where that one was going. Fortunately, we didn't have to use the dump button. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I love the change, the rule change coming about. It's going to change gambling, and I love it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It is going to change gambling. That is very true. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that since they're going to come out with all these gimmicks for baseball and basketball, why not just combine them and create the real movie Basketball, baby?
All right.
By the way, Basketball.
Never saw it.
Does not travel well with time.
Oh, okay.
Does not travel well with time. It is awful. I used to watch it. Doesn't travel well with time, Jayla.
I never even watched it once.
You're not missing anything. Yeah. I can promise. You know what I started watching 2 days ago at like 3 a.m.? And I had to finally just say, all right, that's enough. Mm-hmm. I started watching a Richard Pryor documentary.
Oh, they're so good.
God, I love him.
He's the best.
God, I love him.
Yeah.
My goodness, I love Richard Pryor. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
So I think Tim Kelly should have spent less time doing a scouting report on his offensive personnel and more time on how he's going to be different in play calling than Billy O.
Thank you very much, man.
Well, we hope.
Why was he not asked that question?
Yep.
See, that's a think tank right there. Like mm-hmm. you say, I think that you guys are just bringing it
today.
They
are bringing it today.
We are about an hour and 16 minutes away, Figgy, from three sleep-ins. We're about to get three straight sleep-ins.
Speak for yourself.
I don't even want to leave. What do you got going?
Nothing. I just get up early.
You wait for the paper?
No, that's you with your take.
He goes
on the kickoff
there,
on the outside. I need the kicker.
J-Lo's the
I
guy
want a
that
square
goes out
toe
there with the
like Tom Dempsey
and waits for the paper. Good Lord.
You and your kicking take.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Grandpa. Go.
Just a smoke shop. Just a smoke shop. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello. Hey, this is Mike from Houston. Redskins fan right here. You guys missed out on Trent Williams. You should have.
Come on.
All right. Well.
Yeah, that didn't work out, buddy. Mm-hmm. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think Bill O'Brien must have some pictures of Cal McNair with some farm animals.
All righty. That's a hell of a claim.
We've got a couple. We're on a run right now.
Can we make it three in a row?
Can we?
All right. You're on the Think Tank. Let's try to keep it PG. Go.
Go.
Yeah, I think we. Hello?
Go. That was probably my bad. Go.
You scared him.
I did. That's my bad. Call back.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Donald Trump sucks.
Stick to sports. You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
I think this Friday going to be popping like Justin Reed's shoulder, man.
Oh, man, that's messed up. He just got cleared. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Bill O'Brien sucks.
Get a few of those every time.
I think you're wrong. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Question. If Bill O'Brien puts this shit on the table, is that coconuts on the table?
No. There is one version of coconuts. It's you know what it is. I don't even need to tell you. Smoke shop. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think we ought to give a round of applause to all my brothers and Brown and UPS for helping keeping the country afloat during the pandemic. I think we need to give a little golf clap for my brothers at FedEx. They try. God bless their hearts.
He is right, but in all seriousness,
oh man,
you know how like FedEx and UPS dudes, because I've worked in a FedEx factory, so I have like mm-hmm. I've seen what happens like when it gets crazy. People are online shopping more now than ever.
Oh, and it's
their trucks ain't lighter.
And it's like, not no,
their trucks are not lighter during this right now, and they are bringing a lot of people satisfaction. When you go out there and you see that package during this pandemic, it's a great thing.
I totally agree, and it's not going to change anytime soon.
713-572-4610. You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go. You stink.
Change is not a good idea.
You're on the thing. Oh,
I could just. Hey, you got me?
Yeah, you're on. Go.
Hey, I think this rule change is a bad idea.
Thank you.
Because Bill O'Brien can screw up anything. I could see him taking a knee on both of these.
The 4th and 15, hey, onside kick. And
we wanted to rely on our defense, red zone defense.
All right, we'll go with a couple more. You're on the Think Tank. Go. Turn the radio down. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Okay, I'm thinking, like, when is there ever going to be like a black commissioner of any sports, any major sports?
Good question. Good question.
I'm trying to think.
Well, there's kind of one now in the NBA, LeBron. I mean, you disagree?
Sure, dude. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the rule is dumb, but if it can help the Texans win a couple of games during the season, then I like it.
There you go.
Yeah, see? The Texans goggles right there.
Mm-hmm.
I support it. All right, you're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Clint Sterner is a white man trapped inside a black guy's body.
There we go. We'll get to that in just backwards. A sec. He's a white guy trapped in a black guy's body. A black guy trapped in a white guy's body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other way around. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yes.
Go.
Yeah, I think that Bill Brown, if he muck up and don't get Larry Warfield and let somebody else get him, when he could have had got rid of that Zach Fulton for the same price, he needs to fire himself.
There we go. See, and he said muck up. Thank you very much.
Yes.
A perfect way
that's
to
how
end
you
it.
Do it right there.
It's a perfect way to end it. Speaking of Clint Sterner and black guy trapped in white guy's body, yesterday on Clinton's show, they brought up a term that I was not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm admittedly not as down as many. Had you ever heard this term before, Figgy?
I never heard it before.
I didn't know where this came from, but show. I'm not going to say Ron the Show Hughley. Show. Threw this out there in the direction of Clint Sterner, and this is the term that we learned yesterday on the show.
You're the white unicorn, Clint.
I got to be the old white unicorn. I can't slide down and be.
Clint, you don't know what the white unicorn is, do you? I think it's about 75 of y'all on this earth. You're one of them. The white unicorn, you all are like panda bears. Or polar bears, almost
damn,
extinct.
Pandas, polars, and unicorns. Yeah, I don't know where this pandas. Is going, but I'm here. I'm here for
See,
it.
See, the white unicorn is the white guy who has the ability to pull, and when I say pull, I mean like date, to be able to date white women who have exclusively dated black guys before that.
Oh, the one to pull them back, huh?
To pull them back.
Pull them back, hard.
That's hard to do, right? We heard Blake Snell, white unicorn. Travis Kelce, white unicorn.
Not really that hard.
Bill Clinton, white unicorn. Yeah, Channing Tatum, white unicorn. You are one of them. In fact, like I feel like we should start the white unicorn club, the Hall of Fame, and you should be able to be the one to allow him to come in.
I'm in.
You are there. There are not a lot. There, Justin Timberlake. Whoo. He's like the president of it.
I will say this, and I can't put too many details out there, but I don't want to tell no business. But my lady, she's awfully fond of 50 Cent. When I first met her, she was awfully fond of 50 Cent, and I was like, baby, I'll make you forget about that. Come on over. I'll show you a real candy shop.
It's some white women driving right now or listening right now, and I know we enjoy you listening, who date black guys who know how hard it is for them to go back.
Yeah, okay.
And guys like Clint, there's only about 75, 76 of you.
Look here, I appreciate it, I think. I think I appreciate it.
Landry wishes he would.
Come on now.
Damn, man. He's got some qualities.
AKs.
But he ain't quite there yet.
AKs.
Driving by.
Low-cut fades. My goodness.
I've heard you you do all right.
The white unicorn,
on
huh?
On that front.
The white unicorn. A couple things about the white unicorn. I get what he's saying. It's the old once you go black, you never go back type of thing.
But in reverse.
I can cut with that. I respect that Clint threw two 50 Cent songs in there. Mm-hmm. Candy Shop, Window Shopping. But I don't want to speak on that. I don't want to speak on another guy's pipe, dude. You know, like I feel awkward speaking on another dude's piece.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, maybe.
Is that kind of weird?
Well, maybe they just know each other that well already.
Well, I love the chemistry on the show. I mean, yeah. I've heard it, but I just don't want to speak on that. But also, like, let's be honest. Like, I'm not trying to say this. I'm sure Show can get pretty freaky. I mean, he just popped out his third kid, so you got to give him credit there.
Right.
If you put us in a lineup and you set us side by side, me and Show, which one do you think is going to lay it down more?
Yeah, we know who.
I mean, let's be honest. I don't think that I should be thrown back there. Like, let's be honest. Like, if you put us side by side, who's laying it down?
That would be you.
I don't know. But the white unicorn is a term that we will roll with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get there one day, Show. Clinton Show following us.
You mean again?
At 2 o'clock here on Sports Radio 610. Before we bring on Wade Smith, let's wrap up the think tank in style. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that OG, a.k.a. Fat Stacks, I don't think I'm going to need that private consultation on the knuckle. I'm self-taught. Wow, chicka, wow, wow. Have a wonderful, not beautiful weekend there, pilgrims.
I can help him with the knuckle.
Duke, very, very crazy. Shout out to all my white unicorns out there. Clinton Show coming up in about an hour. Let's go around the NFL with Wade Smith. We've both made our stance clear on this new rule change. Let's hear what Wade has to say about that. Let's also get his reaction to what Aaron Donald had to say, because the best defensive player in the NFL says he can't play without fans. In fact, he thrives off of the fans. We'll hear what Wade has to say in Around the NFL next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.